it's a concern that it's not being handled properly.
Where's your dock at on the map?
It's in the upper, right there, yeah.
How do you get to it when you do get there?
I come off of, so my home is over here, and I go down Lakeshore Drive, and I take a little road here, and I come through this area here, and I have a recorded easement to here, and across a little footbridge to get there.
So how are you blocked from getting onto it?
I'm sorry?
And so how are you being stopped on your easement for getting onto it?
Brian came out, and when my dad went down to check on the dock, check on my boat, it was just that time of year, and make sure things are getting cleaned up, and he stopped my dad from being able to go down there and said that there was a bunch of debris piled up, they had been moving things around, and so we were blocked from getting there. Trees across there, and we were told to get off the property, and then from that point on, it's been a civil matter. I might also add that today is the day that I lost my husband, and that was one of the last things we were able to do together was just go and float on down to Nakomo. And so it's been hard on me the last 2 years not to be able to use this time to just remember and enjoy something that we really look forward to when we bought our property down there 6 years ago. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Scott, just for clarity, am I understanding that correctly, that the house itself is the only property they own, where the house is, right? Like the acreage around it or whatever, that's the electric company's acreage? Did I understand that correctly?
I think the house is, too.
And I think we've included that it's a right to occupy.
Well, we can ask them when we get
there. Yeah, that's something they need to explain to you.
Who's next that would like to speak? You're good? Ma'am, you're fine?
Oh, no, I'm not serious.
Okay. Sir? Ma'am? And have you signed up?
Yes.
Okay.
I put both our names down.
Okay.
My name is Richard Wiggers, and this is Catherine Wiggers. And we live at 2149 Lakeshore Drive. And the problem that we have is that the added traffic has been tremendous. And it goes through a deeded easement, which they have, and it's legal and it's binding and it's a good easement. And there's nothing wrong with that, except when you have a wedding with 70 plus guests, 55 cars, food trucks. We have a basketball team, the full basketball team with their escorts and bands and so on and so forth. We have a birthday party with 20 plus, with limousines coming through in the middle of the night and going in the middle of the night and everything. And we live on a dead end street. And so we're opposed to the traffic. And we're opposed to the thought of, we don't know or have any idea what these people are like that are there, where they're from, if they're good people, if they're bad people, if they're church people. There's a lot of good people. But the not knowing, it's the feeling of being unsecure, being I don't know how to explain it.
So far, the people that have been there, the ball team, they were very nice.
Very nice people.
A little loud. They were having their party on the dock or whatever they were doing there, but they were nice. The people with the wedding, the groom invited us to the wedding.
Yeah, they were excellent.
They were very nice people.
They were very proud, and they had a wonderful time.
But it was constant
just the traffic. It wasn't the people or the parties that they're dealing with have actually been very nice people.
Because when you have a wedding, you've got
I forgot the wine, and
then they have to go back out, and then they're back in, and they're back out.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to
having, they actually got
married there. And so there's a lot to that, but it was just a lot of traffic.
And then the shared well situation.
Well, it's not designed for that number of people.
Right, it's not designed for commercial use. It's a well. It's a good well. And it's a shared well, and we don't think that the well is designed for that
weddings
type
and thing of that
use,
type.
It's like a wedding or maybe a 25 birthday party. Everybody has something like that once in a while, but you know what I'm saying. It's the traffic.
It's a single-family residence,
and
so you might have several families there either visiting or whatever, but it's not 75 invitations that went out. That means over 100 people and cars.
And then too, not only 50 cars going in, it's 50 cars going out and 50 cars coming back and 25 doing this. And it's like, it was like a
free for all.
Yeah, they were all very nice going in. Now they drove nicely. I mean, that's not it. It's the point. You're sitting in your side of your home or whatever, and you're sitting there, you know. But now you can live on a main thoroughfare and have the same thing every day. But
we don't.
That's why we bought here, so we didn't have that problem, and now the problem seems to have rose on its own. And so that's what we oppose. The traffic, not the people that own the home, just the traffic. And the guy that had the wedding, he was tickled pink. He was so nice. And they had a very good time. But we didn't, because we didn't go to the wedding. We should.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you.
The time. Anyone else wanting to speak? You want to come back up? And
sure.
So, a lot there. So this reminds me of the Planning Commission meeting where there was a whole lot of discussion about things outside of the development code, and that's what's hijacked the last meeting. It's hijacking this evening's meeting. If we want to talk about enforcement of criminal statutes, there's a venue and a time and a place to do that, and it's not this venue, candidly. To address some of the more specific concerns, as Scott mentioned, this is more than a year-to-year lease. This is a memorandum of agreement with an indefinite term that was granted to the applicant by Empire District Electric to occupy the property at issue. So despite the fact that there's a little blue square around that house, the entire lot that is owned by Empire District Electric has been granted to us through a memorandum of agreement. So the whole discussion about a one-year lease does not apply here. That lease was superseded by the memorandum of agreement by Empire. In fact, let me just address that since I've got it here.
So just for clarity, so you're saying that under that lease, not only is this the little tiny square around the big house, but the whole property, including the pond and all area, is under the same lease, which then allows, if you have people there, they can be on it safely on the whole property.
Yeah, so if, Scott, I don't know if there's a way you can come over and you can hit the lot lines, the old lot lines that show, that's a red outline.
There it is. So that's a more accurate depiction of what Empire owns. This is the 715 mean sea level line, and everything below it is owned by Empire District Electric. And they have granted some, in the case of us, they've granted a memorandum of agreement to occupy that. They know, you know, that there's really no other use for it unless there's a right to occupy or an annual lease. I would also point out that every other property along through there, Driftwater Resort, all those other ones that are below the 715 line, are actually in violation of the regulation that Mr. Davis pointed out. Ours is not. It's exempt from that under the memorandum of agreement. I think we're the only property there that actually is benefited by that. So that kind of speaks to a separate point. Ms. Hirschenreiter mentioned that she has an easement. You can't grant an easement to property that you do not own. Empire District Electric, if they own everything below that, there's no way that they could, and there's never been a recorded easement that I'm aware of from Empire District Electric to Ms. Hirschenreiter. So that's another just a straight-out invalid point. There are a couple of other things mentioned, traffic, that sort of thing. It's interesting. It hasn't come up until this hearing. The issue of traffic and noise and volume. Back in August, I reached out to Vicki Rogers of the Taney County Sheriff's Department. I said, hey, looking to see if there's been any reports over the last 12 months during the time that Unified Covenants owned the property for any nuisance or noise violations, traffic issues, people running around. And she came back and said, I've done a full search of our records per your request.
We have not taken any reports over the past 12 months on the property. Bear with me for just one second, if you would. So I've placed into the record during the Planning Commission meeting that memorandum of agreement that's been referenced this evening. If you want another copy, I can. I think it's in the record already. But I think it's important to note that we, as part of when we received the memorandum of agreement to the right to occupy from Empire District Electric, the land administrator, his name is Jeff Labita of Liberty Utilities, the predecessor of Empire District Electric. When he attached the memorandum, he says, the memorandum of agreement, he says, hey, if you guys go ahead and sign the agreement now, I can get it over our signatures, and then you can make your application for permit for special use. So Empire District Electric very clearly, and we articulated to them what the intent for the property was, and they subsequently issued us a right to occupy the property.
And that was in their packet.
It was, okay.
Yes.
And then finally, you know, you always have to look at the parties that are coming up and providing comments. And one of the things that I found was interesting is that there was a Mr. Davis, and I'm not certain if it's the same Mr. Davis, but Mr. Davis represented a party on a special use permit application not so long ago. And in his brief, this was, I think, the circuit court or perhaps the Court of Appeals, he argued that land use decisions, quote, based on the prejudice of other neighbors are arbitrary and capricious per se because they enable the convenience or purpose of one set of property owners to control the property rights of others. It's been a long-standing Supreme Court precedent from 1912, and that's exactly what's attempting to go on here. A group of property owners attempting to erode away the rights of a neighbor's property rights. So final point on the dock, yes, that is a point of litigation. It's in litigation right now, Stone County. Interestingly, Ms. Hirschenreiter has not been identified as a party because she does not own the dock. There's been that claim made, but there's been a reluctancy for whatever reason for her to engage in that litigation. So I'm not certain where that's coming from. But even if she did, again, there's not an easement that's been granted to her. And we've instructed, at least at the Planning Commission level, go to Empire District Electric and negotiate with them the same way we did. So with those ideas in mind, again, this comes back down to a separation of responsibilities. The Board of Adjustment's responsibility is to review Planning Commission decisions based on the factors that are identified in the Planning Code, not all these other issues that have been raised. If the county decides that, hey, community participation, public comments, those need to be fed into the scoring dynamic, that's the county's prerogative. But the scoring guidelines, as they're stated right now, go very thoroughly through every element of the property. And in this case, our property was scored higher than any other property that's ever been applied for. So I appreciate your opportunity to respond.
I've got a couple questions. Do you guys have ownership in the dock there, within the dock, any of the boat slips?
So that's precisely one of the issues that's being litigated right now. We have a position on that. The other parties do too. The circuit judge for Stone County will come to a determination and will honor whatever that determination is. The other thing, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about peace and tranquility, and I totally understand that. But if we back up, you know, we look, the minute you pull down Lakeshore Drive, it says County Resort Area ahead. All these property owners who have purchased properties here have been there since the time that, or after the time of the, for example, the Driftwater Resort, which is 9 log cabins, which is actually, I think, Ms. Hirschenreiter's closest neighbor. You know, as you go down Lakeshore Drive, what you're going to see above you is a zip line zipping through. If you listen clearly, you'll hear the jet boat flying through, or dinner going on a dinner cruise. You'll also, as you cruise down through there, have about 10,000 kids from Kennecuck, you know, coming and going. It's a very active community. We heard this evening, just a little bit earlier, and this isn't a 55 and older retirement community in the middle of a subdivision. I understand that sentiment. These are folks that bought property that was surrounded, frankly, by commercial property, and as they go down the